Tim, up in the air now for you. Robert wants to know, how high and how fast could all-electric aircraft fly? And how far away are we from actually having an electric aeroplane as reality?
I'd say we're still quite a long way from the reality of flying around rather in sort of jumbo jets like they are, but electric versions. That's not happening anytime soon. And the problem is with electric aircraft is it just takes so much energy to fly anything. But with an electric aircraft, you need a lot of batteries, and batteries are really, really heavy. And the heavier something is, the more energy it needs, so the more batteries you need. And if you've ever flown a drone, you will have seen this. You get these tiny little drones that get into the air really, really quickly and a lot of fun to fly around, and 8 minutes later, your battery is flat. You can get some slightly bigger drones, but even the big ones, they're much, much heavier, but even those can only fly for 30 minutes or an hour. We're talking about very short periods of time. But that's not to say we don't have any electric planes. There are some that have been successful. And perhaps the most famous one is called Solar Impulse 2. And this one had solar panels on it and was created by a Swiss team. And in 2015, it circumnavigated the globe. But the problem was it had to keep stopping, and the whole journey took 16 months. And it only had room for one person. So that's sort of the height, as it were, of electric planes at the moment. And so to answer the original question, how high and how fast? Well, Solar Impulse 2 travelled at about 70 kilometres an hour, which is sort of 43 miles per hour, and was about 12,000 metres in the air, or about 40,000 feet. So in terms of height, that's about the same height as a jumbo jet. We're talking similar sort of distance into the air. But in terms of speed, a jumbo jet will easily do 500 miles an hour. It was doing 43 miles an hour. So we're a long way off of that. But people would love to have electric aeroplanes because air transport is an absolutely terrible polluter of the air and is also adding to our greenhouse gas emissions. So it's also bad for the environment in many, many different ways. The problem is we just don't have good enough technology yet to make flying aircraft that would be sustainable and do the job that aircraft currently do.
It seems like all of these issues related to transport come down to batteries and energy supply, don't they? And it's like we're sort of at the precipice here, and we really need to solve this problem. And no one's yet managed to get over this sort of chasm of how we get enough energy packed into something that doesn't weigh more than the aeroplane at the moment and all its fuel and all its passengers. Because that's the problem, isn't it? They're just so heavy, as you say. And it's holding back technology for phones, it's holding back technology and other communications devices, it's holding back technology for cars and so on.
Yeah, so in terms of things like cars and even trucks and also boats, they are perhaps more promising than electric planes because the weight isn't as much of an issue. Yes, you still have to get going, but actually once you get going, keeping it going is not nearly as hard as it is to keep something in the air or to get it into the air in the first place. And so we're already seeing electric cars sort of making it onto the streets, and there are the first examples of electric trucks and also electric boats that might be able to clean up those industries before we start cleaning up planes.
Thank you for that, Tim. And now moving on,